How would you characterize this night?
I think it's a very emotional night. I think for them, it's clearly the time to express their point of view and their passion. And frankly, I think for the NFL employees, it's hard. It's hard to hear that kind of passion come through and not have answers that make people happy.
You come away impressed?
Yeah, I come away impressed with the passion. How could you not?
What a lot of people are saying, well, what good would this do? What can this do any good? What will you do with maybe the information, what you've said or heard here tonight?
We will report back to the owners the types of questions that we got and the strength of the passion, and we'll do that for each of the three markets. We'll also summarize the written in questions as well as the ones from the floor to try to come up with the common themes that seem to be present over and over again. And best we can, we'll try to represent for the owners what it is like in those markets and how strong the passion is.
Were you surprised at the venom directed at Stan Kroenke, or did you think that was coming here tonight?
I think that whenever the owner of a franchise is perceived as being willing to leave, it is going to inflame the fans. And fans have nothing to give but their loyalty, and they want that in return. And when they think they don't have it, it's going to be a pretty tough expression of their points of view.
You mentioned that the St. Louis Stadium plan was kind of not all the way there yet. What does the NFL need to see from St. Louis and the task force going forward for the stadium plan to be viable, not only in the eyes of the NFL, but the 32 owners?
I've said three things consistently every time this question is asked for all the markets. I've said these three things need to be present. The first is there has to be a specific plan. The second is it has to be actionable. And the third is it has to be attractive to a team. The first is been met. There's a specific plan. The second is that it has to be actionable, which means fully financed. Whatever the financing proposal has to be, whatever the financing proposal is, has to be in place. That is not yet complete in for the St. Louis proposed stadium. And the third, the attractiveness to a team. I understand when the fans are skeptical because a club may be looking at that and saying it's not interesting to them. The question is whether it's interesting to the rest of the 32. That's the purpose of a vote, to make that assessment on a 32-team basis, not on a one-team basis.
A fan told me that in a conversation before this began, that you commented about the stadium currently actually being below, perhaps below standard, and after the top half, and that it should be higher. Is that a correct characterization? And if so, could you explain that?
Yes, I didn't grade the stadium. I simply said that the projections for the stadium that have been provided to us by the advisors to the task force would show a financial result which is below the middle of the clubs, the stadiums that we currently have. That's all I said. It was a factual statement. It was not my grading of the stadium.
Is that a negative? I mean, we're in the middle.
It's in the eyes of the beholder, the 32 owners.
So what you were saying was based strictly on the financial projections for what, not necessarily the design or whatever of the stadium.
Yes, Jim, that's right. It's the financial projections that I was referring to.
So does that mean there's not enough private boxes? What does that mean?
Well, a stadium is an economic engine, and the potential of that stadium comes from a lot of things. It comes from the number of seats, it comes from the amount of premium, it comes from the assumptions on corporate support. As the commissioner said, and I've echoed, everybody has to do their part. So when you look at that economic engine, you take the projected result and you look at it against other stadiums that we have. Bear in mind, these are not our projections. These are the projections from the task force's financial advisor. They're not ours.
What do you say, Eric, people think this tonight could just be a dog and pony show, that it's not going to have any weight in the end? What would you say to that?
I can't guarantee them what weight it's going to have, but I can guarantee people that I'm not coming to dog and pony shows.
Damian Johnson with Xamarin.com, just take us through the process. What happens if the NFL decides the Rams is not leaving, and the city and the state decides not to pay for a new stadium?
Well, that's a hypothetical, so let me just deal in the facts. The owners will, if a relocation proposal is presented by the Rams, will vote on it. The Rams are not required by that vote to sign some lease in St. Louis. So in your hypothetical, I actually don't know what happens if a proposal is voted down. I don't know what Mr. Kroenke and the Rams would do relative to the proposal that's on the table.
You mentioned the financing isn't yet done. Obviously, the Board of Aldermen has to pass it, but also state legislators have threatened not to appropriate bond payments if it's not done with a statewide or legislative vote. Would you see that as a pretty serious threat for the funding puzzle to be completed?
I can't assess the seriousness of it. I'm not an expert on these legislative matters. We've said all along we respect the communities, we respect the political leaders, we appreciate the support of the fans, and we appreciate the support of the leadership of communities, states in this case. But as to legislative risk, I'm not the expert, and you should probably ask somebody here.
Is there any shift whether you want two or?
San Diego is 10 to 12 months behind St. Louis in this process?
What I said was also a statement of fact, which is that the way I look at it, they started approximately a year later. And if I just look at the progress of where St. Louis was 8 or 10 or 12 months ago and where I look at San Diego today, that they're about the same if you change, if
Where's
you have
Oakland?
That gap in time.
Where's Oakland in the process?
I'll say again what I've said before, which is that Oakland has not made any proposal that's specific that has formed the basis for any discussion.
I realize you do not want to deal in hypotheticals, but it's getting very close. There are just a simple alderman vote away from the financing being done. And Dave Peacock will present his final plan in November to the owners. If everything is in place, wouldn't it be difficult to say no?
I don't know what the owners will do, but I want to go to something that you said, that the plan will be presented to the aldermen. I don't know what plan will be presented to the aldermen for a vote. We haven't yet finished negotiating a term sheet. We still have to respond to that term sheet. It was asked in many different ways by a number of the speakers, what are you going to do? We're engaging on the term sheet, and we will have something to say about those terms.
How long is the desire or the plan still to have at least one team in 2016 in LA? Is that still the goal, the game plan?
There's never been a goal to have a team or two teams. There's been a goal to develop the potential of the Los Angeles market so that alternative is available for the owners to consider. As to timing, we're on track at this point in time to bring something to the owners, bring the analysis to the owners if a relocation application is filed, and that we would do that sometime after the first of the year. But that's by no means set in stone.
You mentioned a response to the term sheet. What is the timeline on the response to the term sheet?
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Please.
Good. We have some questions about the term sheet, which we hope to get answered over the course of the next couple of days or week, and I think probably next week and the weeks after we'll be in discussions with the task force.
Is one of the issues the naming right?
Oh, sorry. The LA committee coming up with a recommendation, and if so, when? Is that the intent of the LA committee?
Well, it's the commissioner's responsibility to either provide his report or working with committees to have committees prepare their reports and give those to the ownership. Whether it's the LA committee or some other committee, I believe that Commissioner Goodell will involve committees. He has done so consistently for all big topics, and this is certainly one. And we've had committees involved consistently on the LA matter. As to timing, I think it's probable that when a meeting is called to consider application proposals or a proposal or proposals, I think that would be the time that a report is given.
So it's not clear at this point if the report, if a recommendation will come out of the LA committee. It could come from another committee or a different.
It could come from the commissioner. It could come from the commissioner plus the LA committee. It could come from a group of committees. We have other committees that look at these matters, and I think that it's probable that we'll have lots of owners up to speed and informed who can help provide a recommendation.
One of the aspects of the term sheet that you're looking at, whether you can actually bond out the naming rights, because I know that you talked to David Hunt about that last Friday. Can you kind of elaborate on whether that's going to be doable?
Again, I'm not the legislative expert and I'm not the bonding expert. We have to rely on the local authorities as to whether they can do what they think they're going to do.
Is it possible if this new stadium or whatever could be funded without taxpayers' dollars, fully funded by NFL? Would that be a possibility?
That's a hypothetical that I really can't get into. That's a question for others.
Can you disclose, has Stan Kroenke made it clear to the NFL or league that he wants to own 100% of the property, including the stadium, parking, and is that an issue, or do you find that, here's the hypothetical end of it now, I'm sorry, that's a sticking point for St. Louis' proposal. Stan wants to own 100% of the stadium. St. Louis' proposal does not, as far as I've seen, where Stan would own the entire lot.
Well, as you said, it's a hypothetical, so he, to the best of my knowledge, has not taken a position on that particular question.
Eric, when you say you're negotiating a term sheet, is the league negotiating this term sheet with the team?
Yes, I mean, let's demystify this. If a club doesn't want to engage, but there's a term sheet on the table, the league takes its obligation very seriously to do the best we can to produce as attractive terms as we can from that term sheet.
And in layman's terms, what's a term sheet?
Oh, a term sheet is, in layman's terms, if you're buying a house, you got to say, well, which house are we talking about? What's the address? Who owns it now? How much are you going to pay for the house? When are you going to do that? How much money are you going to borrow? So all those things are in a term sheet. Who gets what and who gives what is what's put in a term sheet. They're non-binding. It's a strong expression of how, when someone produces a term sheet, it's a strong impression about how they see the deal being done, and 99,000 times out of 10,000 or whatever it is, out of 100,000, the other side responds and says, well, we have a different point of view.
If the term sheet is completed, would automatically be an indication that this is an actionable plan?
It would mean that we've done the best we can to produce the best possible set of terms, and that's really all it means. Whether or not they're attractive to an owner is why the owners have the vote.
And when does this term sheet need to be in, or should the check have been in the mail a couple of weeks ago?
We don't have any lines in the sand, but as we've said before and as the commissioner's outlined, should a team apply, if the current timing guidance put out by the commissioner holds, should a team or teams apply after the first of the year, we'd be in a position to give all the information that we're responsible for gathering in front of the ownership, and that includes the best possible job on the term sheet.
There was some talk that you might move up the relocation window, the January 1st date. Is that still the case or not so much?
To the best of my knowledge, that was talk outside of the NFL, not inside the NFL.
Last question, Howard.
There was a report today that Mr. Kroenke is apparently negotiating for 200 acres in the suburbs of St. Louis. Everyone speculates and wonders what that is. Is the league aware of that?
This is the first I'm hearing about it, Howard.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody, for coming.